Now we're ready to start. Speaker A.
During English literature classes, I always try to find some interesting tasks for my students, and I can honestly say that creative writing is one of them. Not only does it allow students to explore their imaginations, but it helps them to structure their ideas and produce writing that they can be proud of. However, this is a relatively difficult type of writing to teach and offers challenges to teachers and students. As I'm keen on productive forms of teaching, I find it important to develop my own abilities to teach creative writing.
Speaker B. Working with primary school students, the most basic activity of literature classes is to get them acquainted with the simplest parts of any storytelling. My students need to know the fundamentals of storytelling. As a result, all I need is to spend some time focusing on the parts of writing the text. They include theme, setting, plot, conflict, and a dramatic action. For instance, now they're trying to explain how a character or a person in a story is explained or presented to the reader. Speaker C.
Creative writing is an exercise in expressing individual creativity through writing. Before my students start working out a story in a whole, they should know that conflict and dramatic action are the main events of focus in the story. These events are often tense or exciting and are used to lure the reader in. Thus, I put forward the idea how my students as writers can appeal to the humanity of their readers. I consider one great way to do this is to ask them to explore character development.
Speaker D. Most great stories start with a problem, which is solved with the resolution or conclusion of the story. Despite encouraging students to create an engaging problem that will hook the readers in the first few pages, seems to be absolutely essential, do not forget to emphasize the feel of the story. This may be important in creating a gripping story that is well-rounded. That means by setting the positive, neutral, or negative tone and dark or happy atmosphere, the writer can establish his or her attitude to the subject. Speaker E.
Teaching creative writing for me is based on avoiding certain formulas as it limits their imagination. I like to show my students examples of famous writing that breaks normal patterns, as well as ask my students to use active verbs throughout their writing. It is a great way to make stories come alive. Being very often a better alternative to passive voice, active verbs are used to show action in the story. While a young or adult student might be a great writer, their story may be dry and not really compelling.
Speaker F. The first step in teaching creative writing during my classes is to allow my students to pick their topic. I explain to them they can use their own creative energy to craft an engaging story. I divide them into small groups and set positive conditions for brainstorming about ideas they're truly interested in. What I absolutely never do is assigning specific topics and forcing students to write. Then I recommend creating several elements of storytelling. The more avenues your students explore while sharing their ideas, the better. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
During English literature classes, I always try to find some interesting tasks for my students, and I can honestly say that creative writing is one of them. Not only does it allow students to explore their imaginations, but it helps them to structure their ideas and produce writing that they can be proud of. However, this is a relatively difficult type of writing to teach and offers challenges to teachers and students. As I'm keen on productive forms of teaching, I find it important to develop my own abilities to teach creative writing.
Speaker B. Working with primary school students, the most basic activity of literature classes is to get them acquainted with the simplest parts of any storytelling. My students need to know the fundamentals of storytelling. As a result, all I need is to spend some time focusing on the parts of writing the text. They include theme, setting, plot, conflict, and a dramatic action. For instance, now they're trying to explain how a character or a person in a story is explained or presented to the reader. Speaker C.
Creative writing is an exercise in expressing individual creativity through writing. Before my students start working out a story in a whole, they should know that conflict and dramatic action are the main events of focus in the story. These events are often tense or exciting and are used to lure the reader in. Thus, I put forward the idea how my students as writers can appeal to the humanity of their readers. I consider one great way to do this is to ask them to explore character development.
Speaker D. Most great stories start with a problem, which is solved with the resolution or conclusion of the story. Despite encouraging students to create an engaging problem that will hook the readers in the first few pages, seems to be absolutely essential, do not forget to emphasize the feel of the story. This may be important in creating a gripping story that is well-rounded. That means by setting the positive, neutral, or negative tone and dark or happy atmosphere, the writer can establish his or her attitude to the subject. Speaker E.
Teaching creative writing for me is based on avoiding certain formulas as it limits their imagination. I like to show my students examples of famous writing that breaks normal patterns, as well as ask my students to use active verbs throughout their writing. It is a great way to make stories come alive. Being very often a better alternative to passive voice, active verbs are used to show action in the story. While a young or adult student might be a great writer, their story may be dry and not really compelling.
Speaker F. The first step in teaching creative writing during my classes is to allow my students to pick their topic. I explain to them they can use their own creative energy to craft an engaging story. I divide them into small groups and set positive conditions for brainstorming about ideas they're truly interested in. What I absolutely never do is assigning specific topics and forcing students to write. Then I recommend creating several elements of storytelling. The more avenues your students explore while sharing their ideas, the better. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.